欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Today we are looking at our biography lesson. Now, this is a lesson about someone who died almost 2,000 years ago. But he's someone who everyone knows about. His name is...
They might not know about him, but they know his name.
Yeah, they know of him. His name is...
Saint Valentine.
Now, we're talking about this today just...to remind you, just in case you've forgotten.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
And it'll be time for you to buy me and Lori some flowers, Steve.
That is what I'm waiting for.
Exactly.
You're waiting for me to buy you flowers?
Or maybe you can give me some cash.
Instead? Me, Lori. Students, do not listen to Lori. She's a bad influence.
2000 真的。
That just tells you, if you're dating Lori, you know what she wants.
Yeah. Never need to spend time thinking what to buy, you know.
Just give you cash.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Or an unlimited credit card.
Can we move on, please, too?
但是你们要额度哦。好，所以呢，今天的人物传记为什么刚刚会讲了半天情人节的事？因为我们今天就是要来讲到情人的守护神。那么在西方呢，这个情人节它是其来有字的哦，所以我们才会叫它 Valentine's Day，是这个华伦坦的日子。那为什么会是他的日子，又会是情人节？那今天的课文你读完，你就会了解了。
All right, first let's have a look at
building your vocabulary. Number one is furious. Furious.
这是暴怒的，狂怒的。
Amanda was furious with me when I was late for work again. Oh, I'm sorry, my boss.
And with me, too. 因为我跟 Steve 常常迟到。
No, I had a couple of really bad ones.
And I really was furious with him. And since then, he has been early every time. Yay, Steve! Pai Pai Show! Yoo-hoo!
Because I'm afraid of dying.
That's right. Which is not unlikely. All right, number two is faithful.Faithful.
忠诚的，忠实的。
You should be faithful to your own feelings. Or you should be true to your own feelings.
Very good.
Number three is declare. Declare.
宣布声明。
Judy declared that she was getting married. Now this is very strong. Judy is not saying,
Guess what,
I might be getting married. She's like,If she's speaking to her parents, especially.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I am getting married.
And I don't care what you say, I'm going to marry Steve.
Oh, wow.
What?
I didn't know that.
you better prepare it.
Cool. I better get ready to raise a lot of animals.
I'm not Judy. All right, let us move on to our...
Phrases for learning.
Number one is disagree with.Disagree with.
不同意.
Why do you always disagree with my ideas?
Because they're always wrong and I'm always right.
Okay, then.
Wow, you agree so easily.
Yes.
I'm surprised, actually. Number two. Put someone in prison. Put someone in prison.
将某人关进牢里.
The judge decided to put Bill in prison.
Well...Good job, Judge.
He didn't like Bill's ideas.
That's right. He disagreed with Bill. Number three is look out for. Look out for.
留意照料
I'm always looking out for my younger sister. We could say, I've got my younger sister's back.
Yeah. I've got your back, which means I'm protecting you.
Yes. I'm taking care of you.
I'm
so
watching
watch your back.
Yeah, I'm watching out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Good. All right. Let's look at our extra words.Number one is saint. Saint.
圣人圣徒
Number two is Valentine. Valentine.
这里是人名，那么小写就是情人
Number three is Christian. Christian.
基督教的。
Now, I have to say, this translation is not necessarily correct.、
Mm-hmm.
Christian is actually 基督徒。
That's right.
But 基督徒不见得是基督教。
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can explain that to me in the break.
Okay.
Number four is priest. Priest.
牧师。
Number five is martyr. Martyr.
殉道者烈士。
Number six is title. Title.
头衔称号。所以呢我们刚刚补充一下那个Steve 老师讲的很好的一个重点，因为 Christian 本来是指基督徒，但是基督徒里面他们可能有两种比较大类的。
No, there's actually a lot.
There's many, okay, many different
there's
kinds.
There's many different kinds of Christian.
That's true.
You know, there's Baptists, like even Mormons are Christian.
Yeah.
There's,
Catholics, Protestants.
Catholics, Protestants. Now, in Taiwan, the Christian, or the, what they call 基督教
对
is usually the Protestant church.
Okay.
But there are all kinds.
所以各位同学你不用记得每一个刚刚 Steve 老师或美老师举的例子、嗯、因为 according to my limited knowledge, 我也只知道 Catholics 跟 Christian. 但是其实刚刚 Steve 老师是要提醒我们小心说 Christian 这个基督教它里面有很多很多很多不同的这个教派、嗯、或者是一些支派。所以呢他们自己才会知道。那但是你就记得就是在称呼他们的时候不要以为所有叫 Christian 都是基督教的这样就好了。
Yeah, because in Taiwan, I think I can't remember if it's the Protestant or the Presbyterian Church,、
mm-hmm.
but one of them, their actual name is 基督教。
Yeah.
But Christian is 基督徒, which means a follower of Christ.
Of Christ, right.
Yeah.
基督徒。
Okay.
I need to study that word.
Good.
Thank you very much, folks, for that lesson.Now, let us continue with the lesson for the students all about the legend of Saint Valentine. Paragraph 1.
Saint Valentine's story started a short time before his death in AD 280. The emperor at the time was named Claudius. He decided that none of the men in the army could be married. Saint Valentine, whose real name was Valentinus,was a Christian priest. He disagreed with Claudius's decision and secretly helped young couples get married. The emperor was furious at what Valentinus did, so Claudius arrested him and put him in prison.
Wow. Amazing, being put in prison for marrying people.
Yeah.
So Saint Valentine's story started a short time before his death, in AD 280. So Saint Valentine, this is the man we're talking about, his story, his personal history, started a short time, that means a little while, not long before his death, in AD 280. AD stands for Anno Domini, and it means...
after death or after Christ died.
Mm-hmm, that's right, year of our Lord, actually.
Yeah.
280, so that's... I can't do the math, about 1730 years ago.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 一开始呢我们来看到这个情人的守护神也就是这位 Valentine's,、哦、我们就习惯念他的英文名字。那么 Saint 是前面加了一位圣 Valentine, 圣瓦伦丁他的故事呢是开始于他死亡时间之前不久，也就是在他过世之前不久，他的故事才开始的、哦、所以他是几乎到要死的时候，他的这个事迹才出现。那么在于什么时候呢 ？AD 280年，刚刚我们有听到呢 ，M 老师念 AD 的话，因为我们通常的西元前是 AD， 西元前是 BC，
嗯，
西元后是 AD，
嗯，
可是在英文在中文里面，我们是讲 before 西元跟 after 西元，
嗯，
可是在英文里面，他偏偏用了两个不同的。
Yeah.
BC 的话是 stand for
before Christ.
对、mm-hmm. 好就它是英文哦。
And we put it after the date. So 280 BC.
对。
But with AD, it goes、mm-hmm. before the number, which is a little confusing.
而且它用的不是英文而是 Latin.、
Mm.
好所以我们再念一次。
Anno Domini, or Domini.
你知道就好了。
However,、yeah. many people also say after death. Originally,、mm-hmm. it was the Latin word, which means year of our Lord.、
Mm-hmm.
But many people also use after death, which makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's more understandable.、
Mm.
And just really quickly,、
mm-hmm.
Saint, you see right here, is spelled S-A-I-N-T. Up here, it is an abbreviation.
Good one.
But, you Good know, one. Capital S-T dot is Saint.
Or
street.
Street.
Yep.
So you have to look at it. Do you think this is Street Valentine story?
No, it's St. Valentine's.
不是瓦伦丁街，是圣瓦伦丁。
And one more thing real quick. Amanda said 1,730 years ago. That is common sometimes when we're speaking. Of course, we would say 1,730.
Mm.
But if you're just talking with friends and you say 1,730 years ago, that is
That's
fine.
That's passable.
But not for writing.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, the next sentence. The emperor at the time, we're talking about in Roman times, the emperor at that time, in 82, around AD 280, was named Claudius. That was his name.
好，这句很简单哦。当时 at the time 是当时那位皇帝或是那位君主呢，名字叫做 Claudius, 就这样。
He, that is Claudius, he decided that none of the men in the army could be married. Of course, at that point,Only men were in the army,and he thought if they're married, they're too busy thinking or worrying about their wives and family.
Being distracted.
That's right. So he said, that's it. No married men in the army.
Oh, 好可怕哈。所以呢他决定说了当时呢在军队里面的任何一位这个军人呢男士都不准结婚怕他们会分心。
Saint Valentine, whose real name was Valentinus, was a Christian priest.Okay, at that time he was not a saint.
No, not no. yet.
He was a priest. Priest is word number four in our extra words. He was a Christian priest, actually. Christian is word number three. And he was named Valentinus. He was not a saint yet.
Okay, 那么我们这边讲圣瓦伦丁逗点也就是真名是叫做瓦伦Valentinus 再逗点所以这两个是同位语都是主词就是这个人呢他只是补充说明说当时他的本名是瓦伦Valentinus 还不是叫圣徒的时候他其实是一位基督教的牧师那么这里要小心就是刚刚 Steve 老师前面讲的那个 Christian 当基督徒他是 used as a noun 但是这里的 Christian 呢他是指基督教的什么 it is used as an adjective here.
That's right.
好所以你要小心、yep.
He disagreed, he, Valentinus, disagreed, did not agree with Claudius's decision. Disagree with is phrase number one. And secretly, so in secret, helped young couples get married, helped young men from the army get married to women.
OK, 那么这个时候呢他就呢不认同这个 Claudius 他的这个决策好 disagree with something. 所以呢他就秘密的怎么样呢帮助了一对年轻的young couples, 不是一对而已是很多的年轻的情侣偷偷的结婚。那显然那些男生都是在军队里面在服兵役的人。
The emperor was furious at what Valentinus did. He was furious. Furious is word number one.In our building your vocabulary. And, you know, when you're an emperor、
yes.
or a king,、
mm-hmm.
and you tell people you will not do this, and some priest in some church does it anyway,
yeah,
you know.
Of course you,
yeah, he's angry,
you get upset.
Very、yeah. angry.、
所以呢他的皇上知道就非常非常的暴怒震怒、at 就是对于什么事呢对于好这个 Valentinus 所做的事他非常的生气。
So Claudius arrested Valentinus,And put him in prison. Put someone in prison is phrase number two.、
Mm-hmm.
So Valentinus was locked up, wasn't allowed to be free.
那么所以呢 ,Claudius 这个王呢这个皇帝就逮捕了他这个他当然就是 Valentinus, 而且呢 put someone in prison, 就是把他给关进牢里面。
So how do you say arrest? 逮捕。
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 That's right.、
All right, let's take a quick break.Hi, welcome back. Let's have a look at paragraphs 2 and 3. Valentinus worried that his followers would lose hope because he was arrested. So he sent them messages by tying notes to dove's legs. In the messages, he encouraged them to stay faithful and to look out for one another. It is also said that on the day Valentinus was killed, he wrote a goodbye note to the daughter of a prison guard. She had been blind and deaf before he had cured her. On the note, he signed, "From your Valentine." In A.D. 496, Pope Gelasius I declared Valentinus to be a martyr, and Valentinus received the title of saint. Although the details of Valentinus's life have been lost in history, his legend still exists. Wow, that's pretty amazing to think that almost 2,000 years later, this man is still being talked about.
Yeah.
I hope that in 2,000 years, students in Taiwan are still talking about
us.
You
know, at least I'm sure of one thing.
What?
You know, a lot of homeless animals will still talk about you after 2,000 years and say how that beautiful Amanda helped our ancestors and, you know, gave them a home.
Oh, I gotta
cry. We are here today because of our caretaker 2,000 years ago.
All right, let's get on with this.
Valentinus worried that his followers would lose hope because he was arrested. So, you know, he was worried now that he's in prison, he's been arrested. He was worried that, you know, all of these young lovers would give up on their dreams because he was in prison.
That's right. 所以接下来讲到了，那么 Valentinus 他好担心他的这个 followers 是追随者们，其实你也可以翻成信徒啊。那么就是他的追随者呢，会因为他被逮捕，就全部怎么样 lose hope， 叫做丧失了希望，也就是 become desperate。
That's right.
所以这个绝望就是 desperate. 所以你既然失去了希望，你就是绝望了。Can we spell that word, please?
Desperate? Sure. D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. Desperate. Next sentence. So, he sent the messages by tying notes to doves' legs. He, Valentinus,sent them, his followers, messages. He wrote little notes, by tying notes to doves' legs. Now, doves are a kind of pigeon. Mm-hmm. I know in Taiwan there's a lot of pigeon racing.
Yep.
So you all are familiar with this idea. And I guess he had some trained pigeons that were brought to him, and he tied notes to them and then let them out the window, and the notes went out to his followers.
Yeah, and tell them, get married, no matter, you know, what stops you.
That's right.
Okay, 好，所以接下来讲到他说呢，所以呢，他就把一些这个讯息呢，传送给这些情侣们。用什么方式呢 ？By 后面就是那个方法 ，by tying 就是把那个小小的纸条绑在很多鸽子的脚上，然后让鸽子帮他们送信啊。那么刚刚讲到另外一个字 ，pigeon 也是鸽子
，pigeon。P-I-G-E-O-N. P-I-G-E-O-N. Pigeon.
Pigeon.
Excellent.
Good. Okay. In the messages, in these notes he was tying to the dove's legs, he encouraged them, his followers, to stay faithful and to look out for one another. You know, to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful is word number two in our extra words.And look out for is word number three.
His phrase
in our
three.
Phrase for learning, I'm sorry. And just, if I remember correctly, these young people that he married, the emperor was trying to make those marriages invalid. He was trying to annul. A-N-N-U-L. A-N-N-U-L. That means make it...
Invalid.
Make it so that your marriage never existed.
这个叫做让他的婚姻失效，婚姻无效。
Yeah, it's not 离婚 It
no,
means that your marriage never happened.
你们根本没结过婚。
Yeah.
把这个记录消掉。
Yep. And so he was telling these followers, these young people, don't give up hope, have faith in the church, have faith in God, have faith in each other. You are married.
That's
so
right.
So don't give up hope. If I remember correctly, that's the story.
Okay, wow, 这个Dr. Story Background 非常厉害哈。那么所以呢，他最后就讲到说呢，所以在这个讯息里面呢，他鼓励了他们就是要保持信心，而且呢要彼此互相照顾。那么上帝见证了他们的婚姻是有效的，不要放弃。
I think he's Dr. Romantic.
Okay, that would do too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what my dates say.
Okay, paragraph three. It is also said... It is also believed or understood or thought that on the day Valentinus was killed, so obviously the emperor didn't just have him put in prison, but
he had him put to death,
had him killed, he wrote a goodbye note. So a note to someone where he's saying, you know, goodbye, I won't see you again, and, you know, remember me.
Uh-huh.
To the daughter of a prison guard. So one of the guards, one of the people who was making sure the prisoners stay in jail, had a daughter, and he wrote a note to this girl.
Okay, 所以接下来讲到，同时呢，据说 it is also said, 或者是刚刚讲的 believed 或 understood, 就是大家这样子相信，大家这样流传，就是呢，在Valentinus 他被处决、被处死的当天呢，他呢还这个写了一张告别的纸条给谁呢？给某个狱卒的女儿。
She, the daughter of the prison guard, had been blind, so she couldn't see, and deaf, she couldn't hear.
What?
Okay.
You're well demonstrated.
Yeah, before he had cured her. So he cured her through what is called...
What does cure mean?
It means he made her better. After he cured her, she could see and hear.
Wow.
So basically they say he performed a miracle.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is what is required to become a saint.
Don't you have to do three miracles? I think you have to do three miracles to become a saint.
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
No, but, neither am I, but this is my understanding.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Okay, 但是 at least we can be sure that 就是你要成为一个 saint, 圣人你一定要能够 able to perform miracles.
做一些奇迹。
就能够行神迹啦、
yeah.
奇迹。但是至于是一个还是三个呢就是这个就是看我们到时候去找那个 detail,、哦
嗯、
但是呢重点是这里呢他呢把这个狱卒的女儿呢从本来又瞎又聋呢他把她完全的治好了。治好了叫 cure。Yep. 就是刚刚说的这个字。
And on the note that he wrote her, he signed the note from your Valentine.
嗯
啊、
所以呢在这个字条上呢他签署的名字就是来自你的瓦伦丁。
And the thing is, when you send a Valentine to someone, sometimes you don't sign it because you're too shy. So you'll just write love from your Valentine,、meaning the person who loves you.
嗯就是来自这个来自瓦伦丁对你的爱，那么这个瓦伦丁其实就是一个
代表爱，
代表对，已经不是某一个人名了。
In AD 496, so 216 years after Valentinus died, Pope Gelasius, or Gelasius, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, the first, declared Valentinus to be a martyr. Declare is word number three in building your vocabulary, so he'sdated.、He said this
claimed.
Claimed Valentinus is a martyr. Martyr is word number five, someone who died for his beliefs.、And Valentinus received the title, was given the title, was now called saint.
And title is word number six in our extra words.、
Okay. 所以接下来讲的在西元496年的时候教宗、当时的教宗杰拉西斯呢一世他就宣布了Valentinus 成为一位殉教者表示他是为了自己的信仰而去丧失生命的人同时他也得到了圣徒圣人的头衔。
Although the details of Valentinus's life, so even though the, you know, the little...The details, the
extra bits of information.
Yep, of Valentinus's life have been lost in history, because it's been a long time.
Yep.
His legend, his story, still exists. We still have it today.
所以最后讲到说，那么虽然呢，很多他生平故事的细节呢，在历史中慢慢的遗失了，但是他的传奇呢，却依然流传至今。
All right. Well, that was...Quite interesting because I didn't actually know the story of St. Valentine.
Me either.
And so now I do. And Steve, just remember, pink roses for tomorrow for both of us. Thank you very much.
Pink?
Pink.
No, sorry. I would like yellow. Thank you.
Really?
And yellow. Some cash.
Yellow means you're leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving him after getting the present.
Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
I give up.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.